My name is Sleman Mansour. I was born in Bir Zeit, which is a little bit north of Ramallah, in 1947. I had a big role in establishing the Palestinian artist movement in the occupied territories. I was the first head of that league in 1979, and again in 1986, and during the First Intifada. I was the head of the artist union during the First Intifada. I also helped to establish many artistic institutions in the occupied territories, including Al-Wasiti Art Center in East Jerusalem, and the Academy, the International Academy in Ramallah, and some museums here and there. Mm-hmm. I was the co-author of several books, mainly about Palestinian customs, Palestinian handicraft, and so on. Mm-hmm.
So can you maybe talk a little bit about what you see as the relationship between art and, let's say, the Intifada, or, you know, the popular uprising in Palestine, and what is the importance of art in Palestine as we know it today?
The importance of art in for Palestinians is a unique relationship, because art helped and still helping a kind of revival of Palestinian identity. And through art we helped in creating that. So when we started working, our main aim was to make images of the land, of people working in the land. It's like calling for the people to go back to the land and to take care of it. Also creating symbols for Palestinians' identity through our art. You know, because it was very... It was not such... you know, there was a kind of effort from many people and from many states to end the Palestinian identity and to dissolve the Palestinians in the region. So this was an important thing that we're doing, with, of course, with poets, with theater people, with musicians, with folk people also, dance and so on. So our work was mainly directed towards land, working in the land, Palestinian heritage, also Arabic culture, Islamic culture, culture from old times, ancient times, like the Canaanites, the Egyptians, the Assyrians, you know, all these things entered into our art. We were, until the First Intifada, we were painting, mostly paintings for these subjects. During the first months of the Intifada, there was a kind of call to boycott Israeli products and for everybody. So as artists, we thought, why don't we do the same also? And we started searching for natural materials to work with. Some artists went towards leather and henna and these things, and others towards wood and burning wood and so on. and others trying to create or make natural dyes from fruits, from vegetables.
Because, sorry, before that, were a lot of the art supplies that people were buying Israeli from, products?
From Israel, of course. Okay. From oil to canvas to watercolor, whatever you need, you buy it from Israel. And I went towards mud, towards the material of the land, soil and mud. And I worked for a long time in that medium, trying to create images from the land, from the material of the land, which is the mud. Of course, this affected a lot Palestinian art in general, and all artists were experimenting and trying to do new things. So the effect of the First Intifada was very important to Palestinian art.
And what about today, 2008? Unfortunately, the Israeli occupation is ongoing. What would you say is the state of cultural life and art in Palestine? Would you say that there's a strong artistic community, or I guess what are some of the challenges to artists, Palestinian artists?
There is a lot of Palestinian artists, even young women artists. There are a lot of artists now working, and working in different mediums like photography, video and installation, and many conceptual art. And most of the art that is done by Palestinian artists in the occupied territories is directed towards the situation here, and the occupation, and the wall, and the checkpoints, and everything that makes people angry. Of course, the art comes brings this out. We never had the Palestinian Art Academy because during the occupation it was forbidden for Palestinians to make two academic institutions. One was agriculture institution and the other art academies. So you can see how they think. You know, land is not yours, and you shouldn't express whatever happens to you.
And I understand as well that a lot of your art touches on themes of the Palestinian Nakba, issues of the refugees, right of return for refugees. This year is the 60-year anniversary of the Nakba. What is the significance of this year for you as an artist?
Of course, it's a very sad year, and because I'm optimistic in a way, and I thought that 1994 everything is going to be solved, the problem and everything, and we will have our own state, but still we are under occupation, and it's even more evil now than when we were actually under occupation. So it's a very sad occasion to me, because what we are living now is a continuation of the Nakba, and whatever I do, it could be related to a Nakba. Of course, the refugee problem is very important. It comes out every now and then. In this occasion and in other occasions, always there's the image of the refugee in our works and in my work.
Speaking of the wall, I just saw one of your pieces in this catalog here, and I'm wondering if you could describe that piece for me with the painting on the wall?
I started the kind of painting, but I didn't finish it. You know, when they were putting the wall, they used to put pieces and then they move it again and then they... So I started working on this piece, which is represents the hands of Adam and God, as Michelangelo did it. And but of course, I separated the hands. I made a big space between the two hands. But then they took the pieces, and I couldn't finish the painting.
And so I guess now those hands were moved even further apart.
Yeah.
Can you show me maybe one or two other pieces in here that are important to you and just kind of describe their significance?
Yeah, like this map here. Mm-hmm. I did it on with rust on metal, and it shows Palestine as I see it. I put many cities, not necessarily from Palestine, like San Francisco, Sao Paulo, places wherever there is a Palestinian refugee. I put that city in the Palestinian map. Such works like landscapes of olive trees also are important for me, and also they represent for the Palestinians their land, which is which the Israelis are eating it a little bit by a little bit. Orange groves also represent the lost homeland, which is Jaffa and the coastal plain. So when you see a painting with oranges, it symbolizes the lost homeland. When you see a painting with olive trees, it represents what is left of Palestine now. Mm. Yeah, this work shows the map of Palestine. I cut it out of wood, and then I put mud inside the shape that I cut out, and I let it dry. Mm-hmm. And when it dried, it kept the shape of Palestine, but it shrank. Mm-hmm. And I believe this also is a metaphor for the situation here, where the idea of Palestine is shrinking among the minds of people, and it's becoming cracked and shrinking.
Can you discuss some of the problems and the difficulties that Palestinian artists face under the occupation?
One of our main problems that we faced when we started working in 1975 was lack of places where we show our work, because in many places there were no electricity even, and halls were not prepared for to show artworks. So we decided to print our works as posters and as postcards to distribute it to the people as much as we can. And immediately we got ourselves in trouble with the Israeli authorities, because they started confiscating these posters and postcards, and they were finding people who were distributing them. Then they started coming into to the exhibitions and confiscating paintings that they don't like. And in 1981, they closed an exhibition that I did. It lasted 6 hours. And they took me to the police station, me and another two friends. And they told us that we are not allowed to use red, green, black, and white in our works. And so every painting that was done in the and with these colors in it, it could be confiscated. So many artworks were confiscated because all artists started working in red, green, black and white. And I was imprisoned at that time for several times, short periods, you know, like 40 days each time. And I was forbidden to travel from the country for several years. Many of the artists also were imprisoned for longer periods, and many of their works were confiscated. Of course, as I said, also we were forbidden to establish art institutions because it was they always put a veto on that. And also because we are closed, we lived in a kind of a ghetto, so we couldn't have any kind of communication with our Arab colleagues as artists, and also with the world. At that time, the internet was not so on at that time, so we were living actually like in a ghetto. It was very hard, and it went on until early 90s, until the Oslo Agreement, and then it became more easy for artists to work and to exhibit.
Why do you think the Israelis would do such a thing like that? Like, why was art perceived as such a threat to the Israelis?
Because as I said, it was we were with other artists. We were trying to revive and to strengthen Palestinian identity, and of course, we showed a lot of works that are anti-occupation. Anti-soldier, anti-military. This because they are military. They didn't like. I'm talking about military government that was in the West Bank. I don't know about the Israeli government policy towards art, but the military government in the West Bank was against art totally, and it was angry. Whenever there is an exhibition and soldiers come in, of course there was no art critics among the soldiers, and every soldier, if he didn't like a painting, he could take it, and it's according to his political agendas and so on. So it was a mess actually, because we didn't know what to show and what to paint, and but there was a kind of confrontation always between artists and soldiers.
And so the last question I wanted to ask was, with places like this, the Palestine International Arts Academy that you've established, and other artistic institutions, what is your hope for the future with the Palestinian arts and Palestinian artists?
Of course, my hope is to have very strong and active art movement in Palestine. I would love very much to see the Palestinian community understand and appreciate and buy art from artists. And I would like to see many institutions, not only the academies, but museums, galleries, and because this is all important for art. But the main thing is the kind of develop the community to understand art and to appreciate it and to support artists.